Hello and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know it's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which are tips and tricks for couples that are actively planning their wedding. For those of you that may have just ran across this podcast for the first time, I'm Jasmine. I'm a wedding photographer, and I do these little Wedding Wednesday podcasts as well as a blog post series just to provide some tips and tricks for couples. So today's Wedding Wednesday podcast is going to have five quick picture-perfect tips for your first look. So if you are planning on getting married and if you are planning on having a first look, which is where you would see each other before the ceremony, and so you would do kind of that little reveal and then you would go into your couple portraits and get those all done before the ceremony happened, then this little podcast is for you. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is make sure you choose a location with great light and a clean background. This is really important, especially for the first look reveal, because you're going to want to make sure that you guys are the focal point of the images and of the session. You don't want a lot of things like cluttering up the background. So you want to make sure that you choose a location that has that clean background and some great light. And this is also where you can rely on your photographer for this as well. Get their input on where they think you should do your first look, and they'll be able to find the perfect location for you. You're also going to want to make sure that the location that you choose is private and away from your guest. This time, when you're first seeing each other for that first time, you really want that to be a private and special moment. So you don't really want a lot of people watching you during that time or kind of coming up to you and talking to you. So kind of making sure that it's private and away from everybody is great. And also, a lot of times, you know, brides and grooms don't really want their guests to see them before the wedding either. They want like the actual ceremony to be when they see them for the first time. So choosing an area that's farther away from where your guest would be is definitely a great idea. And the next thing that you're going to want to keep in mind is just to do what feels natural when you see each other for the first time. I know you're nervous, but you don't have to, you know, tap them on the shoulder or do something like that. Just do what comes naturally. And that will make like the portraits really beautiful if you just kind of do what's natural to you guys to see each other for the first time. And the fourth tip is to try to forget that your photographer is present and just enjoy this time with each other. I know this is easier said than done because you do have somebody there that's photographing you during this time. You might even have a videographer there as well that's videoing you. So it can be a little kind of awkward, but just try to forget about that. Just forget that they're there and just really enjoy that moment where you see your almost spouse for the first time. And the last tip that I have is to don't force the emotions. Whatever happens will make beautiful portraits. I know there's a lot of couples out there that really expect their fiancé to cry when they see them for the first time. But if your fiancé isn't really an emotional person like that, they're not somebody that, you know, does cry very easily, they're probably not going to cry when they see you for the first time. That doesn't mean that they're not happy or they don't think that you're beautiful. It's just not who they are. So keep that in mind as well. Don't really kind of force those expectations of, hey, like when you see me for the first time, I really hope there's tears in your eyes. You know, they love you. They're going to think you're beautiful. And so kind of whatever emotion they have is perfect. So that's it for this little podcast. It's short and sweet, but hopefully that will kind of help you when it comes to thinking about your first look at your wedding day. And again, make sure you rely on your photographer for a lot of these points, and they can make sure that everything works out beautifully for you. So that's it. I hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving tomorrow for those of you guys that celebrate Thanksgiving. And have a great weekend, and I will see you guys next week.